with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Department of Justice will allow members of Congress to review unredacted files on the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. White House correspondent Craig Clugston reports.
In a letter to lawmakers, the DOJ said members will have access to the more than 3 million files released by the department. To access the files, lawmakers will need to give the administration 24 hours notice, and they will be able to review the files on computers at the Department of Justice. Only lawmakers, not their staff, will have access to the files. President Trump wants to move on from the issue, but many questions remain about Epstein and his connections. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Charges are filed in the death of a Massachusetts police recruit.
A supervisor and three instructors with a Massachusetts State Police Tactical Unit have been indicted in connection with the death of a recruit following a boxing match during training. Enrique Delgado Garcia died at a hospital in 2024 after becoming unresponsive during a defensive tactics exercise. The charges include causing serious bodily injury and involuntary manslaughter. Delgado Garcia was 25 years old. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The world's biggest social media companies face several landmark trials this year that seek to hold them responsible for harms to children who use their platforms. Opening statements for a trial in Los Angeles County Superior Court began on Monday. Instagram parent company Meta and Google's YouTube will face claims that their platforms deliberately addict and harm children. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 20 points, the NASDAQ rose 207, the S&P advanced 32. This is SRN News. President Trump is planning a day of prayer.
He says he will, quote, rededicate America as one nation under God during an event on the National Mall on May the 17th. The gathering, which the president says will involve people from all over the nation, will be part of the 250th anniversary celebrations of America's founding. It's being promoted as part of the White House's America Prays initiative. Details are being worked out, but the gathering is expected to include faith leaders and government officials. Michael Harrington reporting.
New legislation would keep foreign officials who participate in persecution from visiting the U.S. The Banning Perpetrators of Religious Persecution Act was introduced by Republican Senators James Lankford of Oklahoma and Ted Budd of North Carolina. Sean Wright of International Christian Concern says this legislation sends a powerful message that the United States stands firmly on the side of religious liberty. This is SRN News. Hong Kong's pro-democracy champion and former publisher Jimmy Lai is sentenced in a Hong Kong security case. We hear more from international correspondent Lawrence Brooks reporting.
The 78-year-old was convicted in December of conspiring with others to collude with foreign forces to endanger national security and conspiracy to publish seditious articles. The maximum penalty for his conviction was life imprisonment. Six former employees of his Apple Daily newspaper and two activists have received prison terms of between 6 years and 3 months and 10 years. The case has raised concerns about declining press freedom in Hong Kong, and Lai's sentence could heighten Beijing's diplomatic tensions with foreign governments. When asked about whether Lai would appeal, his lawyer Robert Pang said no comment. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.